Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
Alyssa Magic Mikev. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender, and joining me on this fine, fine Thursday is the one and only, the hilarious, the humorous, the overall kind and funny and warm and comedic, Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, coming back very soon. Hey, Ronnie, what's up?
Well, hello. It's actually back today. We just did our first cast preview, so go check it out.
How's about that?
Oh, it is so nice just calling people whores for an hour. I've missed that.
I know. It's a great quality. It's a great thing to do. You know, I mean, we get to do it on this show, but not with the same sort of gravitas that you get to do on Rose Pricks.
Yeah, it's different when people are like 20 years younger than me. You know, there's like a joy in making fun of children whores.
I know. I should, you know, I'm forever talking about resurrecting the Banter Blender. I mean, I promote it every single episode, but like, God forbid I actually put out a new episode. And maybe I should just like rebrand it as like making fun of whores.
Yeah. I mean, F-O-W. It really does feel good. I felt like I exercised. Like, I was laughing so hard. I was I got to say slore like 20 times. Wow. You know?
And I'm saying whores across all genders. If anyone thought I was being misogynist, I mean all whores. Like, men, women.
Men whores, women whores, old whores, young whores. They're all there, people. It's the Bachelor.
That was almost about to turn into Joseph right there. Men whores, women whores, doggy whores, cat whores, blue whores, red whores, green whores, dinosaurs.
I'm really enjoying watching the modern spray tan, because the spray tan has really changed. So like, it's, people aren't just orange anymore. Now they're like a burnt sienna. And yeah, it's just, you learn so much from these shows, you know?
You really do. I actually just watched for the very first time Paris is Burning. So I feel like I'm going to be like about 10% more drag queen-y this episode. I'll be like, work. So that's what I've been watching.
So we have an announcement. Yes. Of course, live shows, which we'll get to in a second. But we are going to start doing limited edition t-shirts that are only available for a month at a time. Our first one is going to be a tribute to the t-shirt from Lala's concert on Vanderpump Rules, the Give Me Lala shirt, Give Them Lala shirt, which is just a big... It's basically just a big Grand Theft Auto comic book drawing of our faces.
Yeah.
And it's going to be available until the end of Vanderpump Rules. So it'll be around for a month, and those are going to go on sale Monday. So just check watchwhatcrappens.com for a link to those shirts. And this time around, there's a bunch of different styles to choose from, sizes, cottons. There's many more options now.
Yeah, we changed up our platform to make it a little easier for all of us involved.
And, you know, lots of more comfortable girl shirts. We'll also have a new logo shirt up in different styles and sizes. So check back Monday at watchwhatcrappens.com for your Watch What Crappens tribute to Vanderpump Rules. Give them la la!
Yeah, and we're going to have all sorts of fun stuff, but we're going to have a lot of LEM, limited edition merchandise. We have our Crappens poetry, which is basically magnetic poetry, but with all of our inside jokes, etc., that we sell at our live shows. We will be selling that throughout 2018, and then 2019 we'll have our 2019 edition, which we'll change it all up. So that's also on the limited edition radar, even though that's a little early. I know it's only May, but but for a lot of people, they're only going to get to see us about, you know, once this year. So we are going to Chicago next week with some Crappin's poetry. So be sure to get your 2018 edition.
Yes, while it lasts, people.
Yeah.
Yes, and speaking of, we will be in Chicago doing two shows about Vanderpump Rules. Reunion is going to be split up between those two shows. So that's going to be really fun. Coming up later, we have in June, we have Gay Pride in San Francisco. We're doing Southern Charm, and we're also going to be doing some special tribute stuff for Luann, who will be performing right up the street from us. So
literally.
Come for that. We're having a Southern Charm look contest.
Southern Charm, gay Southern Charm. That's the theme for the show. However you want to interpret that, whether it's as simple as you just decide to wear like a little straw hat or you decide to go full out, however, whatever you want to do, the theme of our San Fran show is gay Southern Charm.
Yes. So there's that. And then right before that, we're going to be in Phoenix and we're going to be covering Real Housewives of New York City.
I know. And then Ronnie and I are going to get date shakes and probably talk about them in Phoenix. That's going
to
be fun.
Ben is
though.
Very excited for his date shake.
I am
too, actually. I've been trying to make date shakes over here and it turns out you need to use ice cream and I'm trying to cleanse.
Well,
so.
this date shake place that I go to is he makes it with, I think, yogurt. Or is it non-dairy? I'm telling you, these are great date shakes. We're going to go. It's going to be great, okay? But more important than the date shakes is the fact that we're going to be talking about Real Housewives of New York. Real Housewives of New York, which we are about to talk about right here on this podcast. Real Housewives of New York, which I believe should be in the Library of Congress, okay? As like one of the great television shows of our time, of the history of the medium. We will be discussing it in Phoenix. So,
and it will be our first time discussing it this season live. And that is one of our most fun shows to do live.
Yeah. And on top of that, it'll also be air conditioned. So actually, it's going to be the first time we talk about... it will be our first live show recap of the new season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's even more exciting. We get all these jokes. We get to finally make them live.
Yeah, so get your butts over there. Okay, now let's move on to the Real Housewives of New York City.
Let's do it. Well, just another fun episode. Just so great showing everyone else how to do reality TV. This is how you do it, people. This is what you do. You watch this Real Housewives of New York. This is it. This is the whole thing. This is the whole
thing. I mean, this show, what other show has a previously on
Real Housewives of New York City?
Diana Ross was mad at Amelia Earhart. Like, what other show has that?
No other show. No other show. So the episode opens up where we see flashes of the women around town doing exciting things. We see Carol. She's hailing a cab and she's wearing some sort of crazy green outfit. It's like she found Kermit the Frog and was like,
"No, you don't get to be a puppet anymore. I take out your stuffing and turn you back into the green outfit you were originally in 1968.
She's like,
"Why are there so many songs about rainbows?"
Moving right along into a taxi.
And who hails a taxi, by the way, anymore? It's all about the Ubers, baby, even in New York City.
Yeah.
"Hudson and Jane, please. I walked past the marathon there."
"The fuck out of my car, Carol. I don't even drive a cab, and I already want you out of it." Okay.
Yeah. I think like every taxi just went by her because they thought she was just a giant green light. They're like, "Oh, well, nothing to see here. Just keep driving forward."
Speaking of Muppets, Tinsley is getting her hair done by a rubber-faced gay. Listen, gays, we are not housewives, okay? Nip and tuck, do your Botox, do what you gotta do. But lay off the rubber on your face, okay? It's starting to look like cartoon characters. Jesus,
you know, it's
Christ.
So funny that you said that because I feel like I finally landed on Tinsley's look. If I had to describe Tinsley's look, I've decided that she is a 1950s illustration.
Like, she is.
If you
really
look
at those
her,
little girls' dresses, those little
which
girl
is,
dresses.
It's not a good or a bad thing. That's just her look. You know, if you see like an illustration of a housewife or a woman in the 50s or maybe even the 40s, where their face is like a pink circle or a pink oval, And then they have, their eyes are like two little semicircles that are, and then had little ones, semicircles coming off it, because it's like their eyelashes, that's it. And then they have like a little nose, and then their mouth, but there's no lines, it's just like, there's no strokes, it's all fill.
Yeah. That's yeah, I know what you mean.
And I'm not saying
like,
she has
like
filler.
Like super simple line art. It's yeah. like those, you know those memes that have been coming out for a few years that's like that kind of art, but really, really old fashioned. And then they put things like, don't drive me to a location, drive me to drink.
Yeah.
Or whatever they are.
Yeah, like
she's
something.
Like one of those memes.
Yeah. You know what?
And then, bad example, but.
And then here's the other crazy, the crazy part about that is that the next crazy part about Tinsley's look is, it's not really Tinsley's look. Ryan Serhant, I was watching the commercial for Sell It Like Serhant, whatever. I was like, if you look just at his face, ignore the fact that he's a man and that it, what his hair looks like, just his face, he has Tinsley's face.
Oh my God. Don't tell me that.
Think about it. This is like Wes and Lisa Vanderpump. Just
Tell me that. No, I don't want to even think about that.
Serhant. I'm looking it up.
No,
right now.
I'm not going to look it up. I don't even want to know that. I don't even want to think about it.
He has Tinsley's exact face. Look at it. Take away the beard. If he has a beard, take away the beard. Look.
No, I don't want to look. No. I don't want to have it in my head. I don't want it in my head.
Yeah, Ryan and Tinsley, same face.
Yeah, I don't need to know.
Pretty face.
And also,
pretty face, but same face.
People are loving that Ryan Serhant show, eh?
I've noticed that. People are really liking it.
Busy. We're very busy, okay.
Oh, wait. He didn't sell it hard enough.
Yeah, it's about like sales, but it's also inspiring, which, girl, I've been trapped in enough pyramid marketing schemes to get trapped by this show.
Yeah, I don't know. He kind of annoys me, and so I don't know if I can like totally get on board, but if people really like it, then I'll check it out. But we're filled to the gill at the moment. Filled to the gills. Yeah.
Gills. Like a turkey. It's about to be Thanksgiving over in New York City.
It's
and the rubber face gay is like, what are you doing for Turkey Day, girl? And she's like, you want me to cook? And he's like, ha, get salmonella. I was like, God, I love rubber face. Gays everywhere. Thank you for being there. I love what we bring to the world.
Thank you for being a gay.
Da, 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 da. Bounce a quarter off your face.
Your heart is true, but your face is made of synthetics. And if you had a salon and invited everyone to cut their hair, you would see the biggest shot of Botox would be from me. And the
heart attached would say, your face bounces off the cement. So that's a perfect lead into Dorinda opening her Amazon Prime box, and she's like, God, yummy, nothing comes like it looks in the picture. Such a ripoff. Like, have you seen your pictures?
I want to know what she was trying to build. It was like a little thing for makeup, like a little shelving thing with like a little glass box with a little glass or acrylic drawers. Is that what you think it was? Because I just saw a bunch of acrylic sort of shelving things. She's like, yeah, it's another thing to put together. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, thank God nothing looks like their pictures. Have you guys ever looked at the hashtag no filter on Instagram? It's hideous. Okay.
Well, it's all, and half of them are lies, by the way. People are like clearly it's like black and white. Someone's like, no filter. I'm like,
it's like Kim Zolci actually posts pictures of herself when she's younger and she redoes her nose in the picture. Like when she was younger, she gives herself a nose job. And thank you, Facebook, because I found out through you, Facebook group. I was dying.
Everyone in the background looks like they're in the Nightmare Before Christmas. They're all like, you know, swivelly, like she's yes. clearly used like that tool to make herself look skinny, and every railing is like squiggly.
Yes, totally. It's like you have thigh gap, but you've melted the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's like a Salvador Dali painting. That's more appropriate. Yes. Hey, all those
Salvador
clocks.
Dali. I almost married him. Man, his family made good turkey sandwiches.
I've never been to El Salvador Dali's, but I bet they have good ones down there.
I don't like Mexican food.
So then we see Ramona thinking that she's going to be making a guest appearance on Vanderpump Rules. She's like, look, I'm at Sir La Table. I'm at the table at Sir. with
my pumpkin. This is the best night of my life, right?
I'm going to raise my glasses high, okay?
She's like, what are we doing today? Oh, my God. A kale pesto. Is there garlic? Is there too much garlic? Is there not enough garlic? I'm not kissing tonight. But maybe I get nervous with garlic.
I hope I'm that's not a vampire.
That's how she eats a sample. She's like...
like a Komodo dragon. She's like... because they're like, hey, would you like to try this kale pesto? She goes, oh, yeah, because I'm really into health. I like someone to be like, you know, I'm not into health. I'm not into health. I'm into being sickly.
Like, could you pour some Crisco in that? That would be great. Thanks. So Ramona's like, oh, well, it's not too much garlic. That's crazy. What else do you have here? My daughter likes to make cappuccinos, lattes, espressos, anything coffee. She's young. Looks just like me. Do you have a small one? $149. I like that price. This is good. Good. Here's what, Jesus
here's
Christ.
What
shut
I want.
Up.
Whoa. This is crazy. This is what I want, okay? Give me a little latte machine, and then give me a cappuccino machine and put 3 limes on it. Then give me a medium-sized all-purpose coffee machine, maybe even Mr. Coffee, and make sure there's 3 ice cubes inside Mr. Coffee. Okay, I want all 3 in front of me. Okay, that's just what I want.
Hi. Ramona is one of those people. You know, I've had many little jobs in my life, and one is passing out samples. Like, I've been a sample person where you go set up the sample thing at a grocery store, and you're stuck in this fucking store with crazy people like Ramona who come up to you, and they're like, oh my God, this kale, is there too much garlic? Maybe there is. Have you guys ever thought maybe this is how you should market your kale thing? It's like, oh, shut up. Just get out.
Excuse me, miss. I'd like to get another latte machine for my best friend. I'm sorry, did I say best friend? I meant my daughter. It's sort of like the same thing because we're sort of like best friends. I don't even think of her as like a daughter. I think of us as like 2 pop icons that are best friends, and I'm friends with all her friends. And we're all going to be friends together drinking lattes. We're going to have a latte party. Don't be latte to the party. Get it? Someone should make a song about being latte to a party, and you can call it Don't Be Latte to the Party. How, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
She startles herself with her own lyrics. Whoa, 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 whoa.
My twin, my double trouble twin, Haley Mills, works for a financial institution, okay? She wakes up and she gets ready for work and she sets goals and she accomplishes. Sounds like her twin. Think!
Avery takes the morning train. She works from 9 to 5, and then she comes back home and has a latte because she's a working girl.
So then did you notice we got a close-up of the rooster? I love this show. We get a close-up of like one of those roosters we're always talking about from Ross and Marshall's that every housewife has in their kitchen.
I'm shocked that was in Sur La Table. Sur La Table should not have roosters. Sur La Table decor should just be like, I don't know, some sort of Victorian lady, like on a fainting couch. I don't even know what Sur La Table decor looks like, but it's not the rooster.
It was definitely a step up from the Ross rooster because it was like a big, robust, like porcelain rooster. It wasn't like some tin piece of shit like Tamara has.
Yeah, it was like a sturdy piece of like marble that came from a specific region of Italy. You know, it's not like it's not like repurposed, you know, breakfast trays that were turned into a rooster that says bonjour on it. Like a rooster would say that, but like the Ross roosters do.
So Ramona calls Dorinda. Well, she's like, oh my God, Dorinda. And by the way, while she's talking to Dorinda, she's massaging a knife.
Yes, I noticed that.
Like butcher knife.
It was several knives. It was an entire knife display. They were all, I noticed, she was just like holding it and squeezing it. Like, whoa, these are my stress knives. When I'm stressed, I squeeze my knives.
She would too. Ow, ow, whoa.
And
ow,
did you also whoa, notice ow, her, whoa. Did you also notice her phone display?
No, I read about that in the Facebook, because that's all I do really is do this show and then read Facebook.
So I believe the one who pointed it out, I think it was Megan Taylor. If not, I just falsely gave her credit. She posted it in Watcher Crappens Loud and Loving It. come join our group. When Ramona's talking to Dorinda, you see the contact information for Dorinda. It says Dorinda and Richard Medley.
Oh,
it's awkward.
It is awkward. She's like, it's still fresh, okay? I haven't even taken it out of my contacts yet, Sonya.
I keep him alive by keeping him in my contacts.
Dorinda's like, yeah, it reminds me of Richard. Yeah, because it literally says Richard on her phone. So Dorinda answers the phone in traditional Dorinda fashion, where it's like, ring, ring. Yeah, the cold.
I got a cold right now. I got a cold. You know, the cell phone is like calling its other cell phone friends like, oh my God, this bitch will not stop spitting her saliva on me, and she has a cold.
The cell phone calling its other friends. It's like, listen here, jitterbug. Spin on. So she's like, I got a cold, I got a nightclub. Ramona's like, oh, you do have a cold. I heard you sniffling. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, thank you. Now I officially have a cold. Ramona agrees with me.
We all
it's
got
really
Dorinda's
a cold. Thank you.
Dorinda is like, if she ever becomes patient zero, we're all doomed. She's like, hey, guess what? Guess what? I got the airborne zombie disease, but don't worry. I promise not to bite any of you people. They're like, your spit is all over us. We're all zombies now. Thanks.
Even zombie Dorinda would spit. She'd be like, brains!
Brains! Zombie Dorinda would be the most amazing zombie.
Why can't we just be friends? And she's eating your leg.
Yeah, it's like, I buried a zombie, okay? Have you ever buried a zombie before?
I always ask myself, why do zombies walk so slow?
You know what? We're the same zombies, okay? We're both zombies from the Berkshires. We both have brains. We're the same people. And you're not going to walk. You're going to walk in before me. We're not going to walk in together. I don't know about that.
There's a difference between the divorce zombie and the decapitated zombie, okay?
How's my zombification going? Not well, bitch. Not well, bitch.
Not well, zombie, bitch. Clip. Clip. So Ramona's like, I'm having a party at Harrison Bendel's.
Harrison Bendel's.
They have the best accessories. I'm like, can you pronounce any words of this properly?
Sam. Whoa. I was playing banjo while listening to the Bangles, and I thought, what about Bendel's? I thought, let's have a party, okay? We can all get accessories.
She's like, yeah. We can get accessories. I shop there all the time. I actually included Sonya, even though I don't know what's up with her. We used to be close, but then she changed. I changed. She changed. I don't know. Someone changed. She got any change for 20?
Ow. I just cut off my fingers by accident by squeezing this blade too hard because I was getting stressed out thinking about Sonya. Whoa.
And Dorinda's like dying on the other end. It's like, okay, come to my party. Infect the entire world. Okay, Walking Dead would be one episode if Dorinda was a zombie. Like, everybody would be infected and die. The end.
Fear the walking Dorinda.
Here's how it started.
Clip. So I'm going to Bendel's, and the season is over. Fear the Walking Dead started with Dorinda going to a department store. Hey, you go to Home Goods after this, and Bethany's gonna bleed everywhere. How am I gonna infect everyone?
Bethany would talk so much that you just kill yourself. You just every zombie's just like stabbing themselves in the brain. She's like, oh my god, someone's okay, thinking, so oh my god, human? It's my first visitor. This is crazy. Okay. It's like my first visitor I've ever had. Oh my god, how does this work? What is this, a ring? What is it, a buzzer? What do I just press a button and then it opens?
It's a doorbell? Like, what is this, like a bell with a door? Like, I don't see a bell and I don't see a door, but it's like a doorway. It's like a doorway. Why don't they just call it like a ringer? Like, they call it your ringer, but the thing is, I guess you can't call it a ringer because what is this, like a circus? Like a three ringer circus? Like, what's going on here? It's like too much. It's like it's happening.
I'll tell you who's a dead ringer. Me, with my daughter.
Whoa. We're both dead ringers because we're zombified and we have doorbells, okay? Whoa. This is crazy. Being at Bendel's, it's like, one time as a little girl, I was like, you know what I want to do? I want to play soccer. I want to bend it like Beckham. I want to be at Bendel's like Beckelkers. And then Geraldine Parsmith's like, no, you can't play soccer. You know why? Because you can't stop touching the ball with your hands. You can only touch it with your feet. And I was like, but I want to touch it with my hands. Why would I not touch it with my hands? Every split, you throw the ball with your hands. He's like, well, sorry, you can only use your feet. And to this day, I've never played soccer. I'm sorry. I've never played soccer.
Who bends ham?
Why is David Beckham always bending things? Can he just, like, not bend things? Can he just be respectful of a store?
Follow the rules, right? So Bethany has her first visitor, and it's, of course, freaking her out. And it's Sonia! And Sonia comes up in, like, the construction elevator, and she's dressed to the nines, you know? Because you never know. You know, Sonia's being invited to Bethany's space for the first time since Bethany called her a stupid slut 20 times in a row and a cheater brand and tried to ruin her life on national television. So for some reason, she's showing up like she's going to her own funeral. Well, I don't know what she's dressed for.
Well, to be fair, Sonia is in an Ellen Burstyn existence, you know, in, like, what was it that what was that movie about the drugs where Ellen Burstyn thinks the refrigerator is going to eat her and she thinks she's on a game show at the same
time?
That
movie was fucking painful to watch. I was grabbing the back of my movie seat and scrunching and like squishing my temples together with my forearms.
It was Darren Aronofsky. It was Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem, yes.
Requiem for a Dream. So like Sonia lives in that, except her version of Requiem for a Dream is that she always thinks she's about to go to Cipriani's. Like every place that she goes to, she thinks it's Cipriani's. Like, so Bethany invited me over to Cipriani's, so I'm just going over there right now.
But then it turns out to be Bethany's. It's like the worst sequel to Requiem for a Dream ever. It's like the most terrifying. This is more terrifying than a baby crawling on the ceiling, okay?
Yeah, no, this is like, if you go, like, here's drug movies. You start with Trainspotting, you go to Requiem for a Dream, and now you're at Sonia's life. She just thinks everything is Cipriani's. All right, well, when are we going to order, Bethany? I mean, I just see a wonderful restaurant here, but no waiters. You think Cipriani's again, huh?
Slut, loser. Oh, I thought I was going to get some pasta.
Yeah, so Bethany is like, yeah, I feel sort of bad for her. You know, like, she's like the third grader, like, doesn't, he's like sitting at the end of the table. No one wants to talk to her because she got weird food on her tray. I was like, is that why people bullied people in middle school? Because the food on their tray?
Yeah, the girl with the weird food. Of course, that's what Bethany thinks of bullying, you know.
That's why I never eat anything. I was that girl with like a homemade fruit roll up, you know, which is a squashed banana in a paper bag.
Who was that on Bravo recently who was talking about some sort of trauma that they had by almost choking on like fruit by the foot? I think it was Craig on Southern Charm. He's like, yeah, I'm almost choked on fruit by the foot. Yeah, it was. Glad I talked through that. So, can you tell I've had like half a quart of coffee? So Bethany is like, all right, Sonia, all right. So like everyone's bullying you, so I feel bad for you, even though I've always been the one that bullied you. But this year, I feel like being a nice person. So I'm gonna give you a tour.
Yeah, I'm gonna bully you by showing you a house you'll never afford, since you have to sell your old Hurricane Katrina house. Okay, come on, let's take a walk.
It was Hurricane Irene. Thank you very much. So, I'm best friends with Superstorm Sandy. Let me tell you something. She is Stormy. But we just laugh and get through it. And so, you know.
And she's a great captain, though. God, I love that banana.
God, I love that Superstorm. So so then Bethany's showing around. She's like, yeah, so here's the bathroom. It's 300 square feet. Yeah, here's the closet. 225 square feet. Sonia's just like, wow, this is great. And this is where they make the appetizers in here. Great. And is this where the waiters change their clothes in here? Great.
Where's the water section? Where's the section of water pitchers and coffee? Some of my favorite Sonia history. I didn't know any of this Sonia history until this season because for whatever reason, I guess they're talking about it because Dorinda brought up her husband's situation. But Sonia's husband met her as a hostess at a restaurant.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Did she say that on the show?
Maybe it was Cipriani. Who knows? Cipriani. Who knows? No, but that's all. I've been reading it all over the place, and I just think that's so funny that Sonia was like a hostess. Well, it says he met her as a hostess at the restaurant, but then they saw each other in Aspen and got married like 2 days later. And that is the kind of hostess Sonia is, you know? That's why waitresses always hate the hostesses. It's like the waitresses make money. The hostesses make $10 an hour. But still, the hostesses, it's like, how'd you go to Aspen? And then get a husband in 2 seconds, you know? Never trust a hostess. Always watch out for those hostesses.
Putting the hoe in hostess. Listen, it's a very specific Bravo type, you know? You know, like Erica Jane.
Oh, I was, you know, I just happened to be a cocktail waitress, and Tom would come in, and he loved talking to me, and I started hanging out with him, and then we were hanging out, and then all of a sudden we're married in Pasadena. So I'm Mrs. Bravo right now.
It's like, it's interesting how these things happen on Bravo.
Hello. This is Countess Luanne de Lesseps. I'm going to kill you all, but not before this ad. Would you believe it, girls? We have an ad.
So they start talking. Bethany and Sonia start talking about Ramona, and you know, Sonia's doing her spiel, and I like that Bethany just loves just coming in and saying just. Explaining it for everyone. Like, she did it at the...
Beth-splaining.
It's not even a Beth-splain. It's more like, okay, let's move this along. I'll just say it. I'll just fill in the gaps because you're not saying it fast enough. Because she did it in the Hamptons when she had lunch with Carol and Tinsley. And Tinsley's like, oh, I'm feeling a little sick today because... Oh, because you're doing... you're getting your eggs frozen, so you're going through the whole treatment. They stick with the pan and they got the eggs out and now they're frozen the eggs and now you got to feel something and now you got your hormones are up. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's totally Beth-splaining. That's what she did.
Beth-splaining.
So she's like, what's going on with you, Sonia? Like, what's going on with all the girls? I don't even get it. What's going on? Like, everyone hates you. What's going on? And she's like, well, you know, I think I started because I wasn't giving enough attention to the girls. And then Ramona just left me, like, and I'm sobbing. And she just left me there. She goes, so you think Ramona should have your back? And the problem is, it's like you see Tinsley on Instagram with, you know, all this money, giving money. And then it's like she's trying to buy you off.
Yeah, she just goes, Sonia's like, I mean, my feelings, okay, so you feel like Ramona should have had you back and at least have been like, okay, like, while I sit here crying, like, try to clear it up, and like, you're not trying to clear it up, but like, she's just like, just letting you cry there and telling you to apologize, but you're sitting there crying and she's not giving you the attention. She's like, I guess we can press the fast forward button on what I was going to talk about, sure.
She's like, I'm done. It's like Sonia didn't even know until Bethany told her why she's upset. And then Sonia is like, it's like all unfiled in her mind. Bethany just came in. She's like, all right, yeah, put some shelves here, put some cubby cubes here. All right, we'll put those feelings over there and these feelings of being a poor whore over there. And then here's what you're mad at Ramona about. Here's what you're going to go after Carol for. And then here's Tinsley's.
Yeah, let me clarify all this for you. And Sonia's like, I mean, even prison bitches have their one person, their loyalty. But he's like, what's that mean? What are you talking about? Makes no sense.
How does Bethany not know that? You know Bethany would be the large margin in any prison
situation.
No,
she knows it. It just, like, the analogy makes no sense in Sonia's world. Sonia's like, even prison bitches, it was clearly like a gay said that to her, like, here's what you gotta say, son. Okay, here's what you say. Even prison bitches, not even that. They didn't even tell her. They probably made it. Some gay probably like, even prison bitches have someone that they're loyal to, right? She's like, oh my God. And she just is saying it. Again.
Yeah, because Ramona's supposed to be loyal to her, and she's not being loyal to her. But, you know, you're loyal to somebody until you find a cuter bitch, you know, or someone whose gums start rotting after you knock out their teeth. I mean, I watch the same channels as her gays. Did you notice that when Sonia was like, when she walked through the house, she goes, oh, this is beautiful. Even Ivana would love it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, Sonia. Okay. You're on your way to lunch with Ivana right after this. Okay.
Right during it. She's at Cipriani's. Cipriani's.
So I'm meeting my friend. She has a beehive. Used to be married to the president,
who I dated once. So basically, Sonia's doing this like prison analogy, like, you know, you're being shanked and everything. At least there's someone to be like, hey, don't shank that person. And Bethany's like, all right, let's move on to something else because you're not making any sense right now. So, you were talking about Tinsley and like how Scott's like paying for her lifestyle. Like who cares? Who cares? But you shouldn't be counting other people's money, okay? You shouldn't be counting other people's money.
Except mine. Do you know how much this marble costs? I'll count it for you. Okay. Hey, let me best explain how much I'm spending.
Let me put your check on Instagram. I'm gonna show how much you donated to Puerto Rico. You didn't donate anything? Oh, okay.
And then she's like, yeah, but she's like bragging about it. And she stayed with me, but my place was free. And then she wrote this check to you and then gives me this money. It's like, gives me this gift certificate and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, all right, just shut up.
Let's clean this up for you. Okay, let me clean this up.
She goes, Sonia needs to learn how to talk in Twitter posts. Okay. Like, 142 characters or less, which I think is probably the best advice that can ever be given, really, to anybody on this show.
I know, but the irony, of course, is coming from Bethany, who somehow manages to squeeze in like 1,500 characters into a 140 character space. And by the way, Twitter's now up to 240. But yeah, Bethany's like, okay, enough. Let me clean this up for you. Okay, so Tinsley stayed with you even though she could have stayed at a hotel. And then when she puts up that picture on Instagram, it shows that she has the money to pay stay at a hotel, but she chose not to spend that money to stay with you. And then she complained the entire time. And then she gave you a gift certificate, like everything's okay. Okay, is that what it is? That's going to be a storyline, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for that. Could we do something with pickles? I've really been worried about her.
No pickles. All right. I give you a log line. All right. I just give you a log line. Just stick with it. Okay.
So Sonia's like, well, should I get back the gift certificate? And she's like, nah, if I were you, I'd keep it. She goes, well, I could use it for my daughter for Christmas. Oh, Sonia Morals.
Poor Sonia, as if she hasn't already spent all that money on the gift certificate anyway.
No kidding. She's probably traded it for a couple of shawls and some clean ice. Bless her heart. Still on a hostess barter system. So Carol and Tinsley are shopping for Wake Up Cute Wear. Whatever the fuck that is.
Sweaty Betty. Sweaty Betty. That's what I called this lady named Betty who was next to me in the marathon.
I love the reveal of marathon that you're doing now.
That's what I like these socks. They remind me of the socks that I wore in the marathon.
That is her. It's like every fucking episode. The marathon.
In the God, marathon of the life, it's a marathon.
I'm more tired of the marathon storyline than I am of Erica's Beaver storyline, okay? I'm not saying something.
So Tinsley arrives at Sweaty Betty looking more like 1950s Ryan Serhant than ever before. She's there, and she's like, I guess she's going to be going to Chicago that weekend, right, to visit Scott. But he's like, I don't know where we are with Scott. Like,
Scott, I'm like so nervous. Like, is he going to be my boyfriend or is he not going to be my boyfriend? Like, what are you doing, Scott? You want to be my boyfriend? You want to not be my boyfriend? Am I scaring him away?
Like, you're scaring me away.
It's not that easy to get over.
I really enjoy Tinsley, actually, just because she's like, I feel like when she came in last season, I was like, I don't know what Tinsley's really bringing to the table, but now I'm starting to see what it is. It's like this weird, like fussy, hyperactive, but like easily like riled up teenager, you know, like,
scared what's gonna happen.
Girl's but like, in a way that I like.
Yeah, me too. I'm liking her too.
Girl's I like Tinsley.
Oh, she really likes that boyfriend label even better than the label that says Chanel.
Carol's really on a roll. Carol is just nailing it this season.
I wonder if she ever went and got some of those boyfriend jeans they used to sell at the Gap. Not just any Gap, but the Gap that was on the marathon route. Maybe you guys should take a breather. That's what I told myself on mile 7. Hey, Tins, you need to slow it down with Scott. Remember, this relationship isn't a sprint. It's a marathon.
Tinsley's like, so what about you? Is your Adam, what's his name? Adam, yeah.
Adam.
Is Adam
going on dates? She's like, he never went off dates. That was why I couldn't share a bathroom with him anymore.
All he do was eat dates nonstop. I mean, I know he's vegan, but the date shake thing, enough already.
I've never seen such a thin person poop so much.
Oh, by the way, go get your teamie. Coupon code crap over at teamieblends.com. So she's like, he's not interested in dating. He knows that would be a betrayal. I'm like, are you broken up with the guy or are you not broken up with the guy?
Yeah.
Why am I even asking this? I don't care.
So one of them mentions friends with benefits. I think Carol's like, what's that? And it's like, well, Carol's like,
I'm going to look up the etymology of friends with
benefits. I'm like, okay, I don't know if etymology is really the word to use here. It's just slang. So she looks it up, clearly on Urban Dictionary, because she's like, the definition is you're friends, but you like to fuck each other, and then someone falls for the other one and gets their feelings hurt. I'm like, listen, as we all know, Friends with Benefits, I feel like the best example of it is in the Alanis Morissette song, Head Over Heels, Best Friends with Benefits. Remember? You are my best friend, best friends with benefits. Oh!
I love that song. I had it on my Discman when I ran the marathon.
I ran that marathon with one hand in my pocket.
And another hand on a Vitamix.
She was running the marathon with her hand in the pocket. She's holding a Vitamix during the marathon. No wonder why she was so slow.
I couldn't let go of it. It was my comfort Vitamix.
Oh, God. So Bethany is at home getting picture, you know, getting a professional photo shoot. Because, you know, that's what Bethany does at home. Just another night with Bethany at home. It's like, oh, my God. All right, let's make magic, people. All right. Oh, my God. Today's shoot is about me. Okay, it's about me as a successful woman and an entrepreneur. Okay, because this is my first foray into denim. I'm like, Jesus Christ, do you ever take a bath? Do you ever just like come home and like, I don't know, play some Scrabble on your cell phone? You're really annoying.
Skinny Girl Scrabble. The only letters are S K I N N Y G I R L. It's like, how many engrams can you make? Okay, legally I can't. Like, why would you want to play Scrabble anyway? How about this? How about you just, like, look at words? How about you go to the dictionary and just look at words? Like, why do you want to make your own words? Why do you want to scramble out? Like, that's, like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. What, why are you having a game? Okay? Like, let's... I want to have a foray into denim. Okay? Like, this is not Lee's. Okay? It's not Levi's. It's, like, Bethany's. Eh.
Bethany's. Okay?
But they fit. They're, like, nice. They're like soft. They're, like, nice. They got, like, etchings. It's, like... Like, what's the matter? What's going on? It's like denim. It's like, literally, if you don't get these denims right now, like, just, like, kill me on the floor. Like, honestly, like, make me a new set of denim and just, like, hang me right there. I can't.
Who wants a clip art of a skinny bitch on the back of their jeans? I'm offended.
It might be fun to sit on it. Like, I'm going to sit on that skinny girl logo. Damn it, I just spent $80. Am I vengeful?
Poor Bethany. It's, like, hard. I've tried to feel bad for her. I'm like, this is her home scene, you know, hawking some shit jeans and talking to the assistant who's looking at her at this point like, ugh.
Well, the assistant's no longer the assistant anymore. Megan, she is now brand something another. So
she's like brand ambassador.
Yeah, you're going to be a brand ambassador. Like, all right, have fun. Go to the UN. Be like, hey, I'm a brand ambassador. I should be here too. I'm liking Bethany this season. Oddly enough, I found myself watching her photo shoot and I was like, good for her. Lucille Bluth style. I was like, look at her making denim jeans.
Because I'm actually liking Bethany this season too, which is making me feel extremely uncomfortable. I do not like it switching up like me.
I'm okay, because I mean, I was originally a super Bethany fan. You know, she just had a few bad seasons where she was just like rough, but I still liked her, even though she was like totally like, But, you know, what I don't love about Bethany is the apartment flipping, just because she makes us every single season. She's like, this is it. I'm finally home. This is my home. Like, I went through a divorce, and now this is my home. I had my dream home, but now this is my new home, and I'm gonna make it my own. And I like Mambrin, and like, she got to pick up her toys, but she likes to pick up her toys, because she's like OCD like me, and like, this is my home. I'm like, oh, that's nice. And then the next season's like, so, I sold that home. I'm making a new home. Like, don't make me fall for your new home every single season. It's not fair. I don't want to go down that path.
And then she's like, oh, God. Okay, well, you know, I talked about my house now. Oh, you know what just occurred to me? These are soft. They're comfortable. They're not trappy stretchy. I'm like, oh, my God. Is there one part of you that does anything real? Do you have any feelings inside of you at all? Well, I'd rather see, like, Carol talk about the marathon at this. I don't want to know about your fucking jeans.
I think I'd rather hear about the jeans than the marathon, to be honest. But you know what? The other thing with Bethany, I feel like it doesn't really get talked about on the show. But didn't we discuss this, that when she had her big buyout, she could have taken this like huge, she could have taken some sort of like millions and millions of dollars, but she instead chose to get a percentage of the company, right? Banking on the idea that the Skinny Girl was going to be just continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But then Skinny Girl, I believe their sales started to go down. So she actually did not get as much money. And so I think that's one of the reasons why she's always selling this stuff, is because she's trying to like get that money. I could be this, by the way, asterisk, this could all be false. But I seem to remember reading it that she took a percentage instead. So that's why she sells it so hard, because she has a stake in it and she like has not received... She received lots of money, but like not as much money as if she'd just taken the full-on buyout, I think.
Oh, you know, that makes sense.
And they should really... I'm surprised that there has not been an angle... I guess it's a weird angle to take. Like, you would think the angle would be like, so I took a back end, and then the sales went down, and I'm trying to get my money. But it's, like, hard to take that angle because it's like she still got a lot of money, so it sounds almost, like, spoiled. Like, well, but I want more. And then you also don't want to say, oh, my sales are not as good as I thought they would be, because that's you don't want to do that in business.
It hurts a brand.
I'll stop talking now because I'm talking too much.
No, you don't have to talk. You don't have to stop talking. I'm thinking about it. But
I just don't like having...
No, you're not. I don't like having the word skinny on jeans. I just find that to be offensive. Yes, it's because I'm chunky. But maybe even if she has big sizes, so then it's like a big girl wearing something that says skinny on the back. I just don't like it. I think it's totally tone deaf. And I'm really glad that Oprah changed Weight Watchers into a non-calorie counting. Just enjoy your life. And just be whatever weight you are and be healthy, because it's kind of like kicking Bethany in the nuts. And I bet that Bethany like throws darts at Oprah's picture at night.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. I never thought about that. There is something a little problematic about the official brand of a jean being skinny. Like it's like you have to be skinny to enjoy these jeans almost.
Yeah, it's just not like good luck. Here's goals yeah, jeans.
Goals.
So next up, we're at Luann. Speaking of not understanding how much money people are making, let's go see what Luann's doing. Because Luann's looking at a $4 million damn apartment.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell kind of money she's making doing a cabaret show, but I want in.
Yeah, so she and Dorinda are up on Riverside Drive and they're looking for an apartment. And Lou's like, well, you know, I was with Tom so briefly. It was like an Airbnb, as in Air Big Bust, as in the marriage is a big bust. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. What a bust of a marriage. Who are you going to call? Marriage Busters.
I just love this place. I can go walk the dog. I'm like, oh, great. So there's a door to the outside.
Yeah. And actually, now that it occurred to me, I was like, I wonder why I'm making a Ghostbusters joke. Because Dorinda's like, it's like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, she goes, oh, there's a lot of history here, Dorinda.
Well, there's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you going to call? Not Ramona.
Just call Tom. I still do it. I can't help it. Tom, there's a ghost.
When you're seeing Missy walking down the street, who are you going to call? Tom D'Agostino. No, I ain't afraid of no Tom.
I'm sick of getting slime. Neighborhood.
Would you believe it? I went to the library and you know what happened? I got slimed.
No wonder people are reading less these days.
Luann's version of Ghostbusters would be hilarious. It's just her being indignant about everything. So I went to the top of this building. Someone named Zool there. I was like, who is this person? They try to turn me into a piece of slime, and then a giant marshmallow came down. I was like, Ramona, get a grip, all right?
The marshmallow, uncomfortable. The slime, uncomfortable. Sink Sigourney Weaver in a dress, priceless.
I mean, it's a marshmallow walking down the street. Everyone just has to get over it.
Some women are built for shoulder pads and some aren't. Sorry, Sigourney.
I mean, yes, it'd be nice if the keymaster could meet the gatekeeper, but... Sorry, ladies, we can't all fall in love.
In the neighborhood. Okay, so this place is $4.2 million, and I just wrote, Jesus Christ, lady, who you kidding? And she's like, well, you know, here's what I want, Dorinda. I want a house, a home. I want it just, you know, someplace I can just move right into. My clothes were already there. There's forks. Possibly a Tom in the corner. You know how it goes. And Dorinda's like, well, yeah. Yeah, a punch in code would be nice.
Dorinda, did your arm just fall off?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a zombie cold.
I mean, I'm a Ghostbuster, not a zombie hunter.
Dorinda, not to be judgmental, but are you eating a baby leg right now?
I mean, I would have brought Ramona, but she's always crossing lines. So I thought, I'll just bring a zombie instead. So, yeah, so she's...
What I need on this house hunting trip? Brains. That's what I need. Me too.
Well, I'm glad we're looking at the same thing. I think Tom left some brains in the cookie jar. Yeah. So, they're looking around this apartment. It's 2,000 square feet, and Luann's like, I mean, it's a nice apartment, but it's a little bit too much apartment, which is code for, I can't afford this.
Yeah, that's a lot. She's like, I don't know if I need this much.
So her friend space. Is... So her, she sits down, her friend is showing it, and so they sit down with a friend, and the woman's like, okay, so you want something with some more outdoor space? And the woman just goes, yes, yes, yes.
You know, something casual. $5? I've got $5. Okay, $10. Okay, sold for $10. I win.
I want something with a terrorist. And Dorinda's like, yeah, you know what? See something, say something. Not a terrorist, a terrorist, Dorinda.
I want to be a supportive friend, but... So Luann's like, okay, well, while she's making the call, What happened with Sonya and you? You know, Ramona quelled it. Because I was going to eat her face off. Literally eat her face off. And here's the thing again. There's a difference between signing papers and realizing the bulldozer hasn't quite filled the hole yet. So there's still a chance that Richard might come back up and remarry you.
And worst case scenario, I can get some of those brains buzzed different. The man's like, well, I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for her. What can I say? I just feel sorry.
Yeah, that's so nice. And then Dorinda, out of nowhere, she's like, yeah, you know what she is? She's a rattlesnake. Because you get up by the tail, and then you shake, honey, you better shake it. Keep shaking it, honey, shake it. Because if you don't shake it, she's going to bite you.
Yeah, face, you come up, and you want to touch her. You want to touch her. But guess what? You got to hold her by the tail. And the moment you stop holding her by the tail, the head's going to bite you and eat all your hand brains out. And you're like, well, okay, first things, I don't want to touch a rattlesnake, okay? Second of all, you don't hold them by the tail. That's like the exact opposite thing you do. And like, you hold it by the tail, that's what it does. It comes up and bites. You're supposed to hold it by the head, Dorinda.
Also, Dorinda, I support you in whatever you choose to do in life. I believe in you. You can do anything. But please don't ever be a Girl Scout coach, like one of those Girl Scout troop leaders. Please. You're going to get little girls killed.
Listen, it's what they always say. You catch on fire, what do you do? You stand still until the fire burns out, okay? You don't stop, you don't drop, and you definitely don't roll. You stand still and you take it, okay? Because the moment you stop taking it is the moment you get burned.
Listen, if ever you hear a fire alarm, sit on your bed and cover yourself with some covers. And stand in that cover. That's flammable. Get some gas. Like, uh-oh.
Listen, if you pack your car in your garage, here's what you do. You just sit there and you wait for the car to run out of gas. And you just sit there with the door closed. The moment you stop sitting there is the moment you pass out.
Oh my God, Dorinda, dead of a rattlesnake bite.
I know.
Camping,
but I like how like she literally says it's like a rattlesnake. You want to touch it, but you hold it by a tail. I'm like, you're the basic premise of your rant is that we all want to touch a rattlesnake, and that is the exact opposite thing I want to do.
Well. Do you want to touch Tinsley's hair? Well, you can't because you're not priv. Priv alert! Priv alert! Priv alert!
This is not just priv. It's priv Nevea alert because Tinsley's at home.
Priv and Nevea, yeah.
Yeah, because priv comes by. Priv, which is owned by NBCU, so that's why it's always showing up. So it's like, hi, the NBCU makeup team is here to do your hair, but we're going to call it priv because it's a privilege and it's in private. And so so they arrive and Tinsley's like, oh, do you have anything for my skin? And they're like, well, as it just so happens, I brought this giant thing in Nevea. She's like, oh, that's nice.
But don't you think the people at Nevea are kind of pissed? Because she's like, do you have any lotion? I have spray tan dryness. Like, wow, the way to make a product sound... You know, luxurious.
I'll tell you who's
is
most mad.
Is your spray tan drying you out?
I'll tell you who's most mad is Nevea, or Nevea, as in the singer Nevea, who's like, if you mess with my man, I'm the one to tell. Because she's not getting any royalties on Nevea, the hand lotion. I'm saying it right there. I'm saying it. This is for all the Nevea fans.
Well, someone's not going to get an apartment from Ghostbusters.
If you mess with my man, I'm going to run and tell it. here's a little advice for you. Don't mess with my man, Ramona. I know you don't know this song, but I'm still forging forward with the song.
I know, but I'm for it. I love a concert.
I like the idea of Luann covering Nivea.
I like the idea of Neve Campbell being mad. It's like, that's... it's kind of my name. Oh! Okay, let's skip. Let's skip to it because nothing happened. So Carol's over at... Have we been doubts?
Yeah.
And Lady... she... Oh, no. She's at Lady Mendel's.
Lady Mendel's. Oh, Lady Mendel's. Not to be confused with Henry Bendel's.
Yeah, I thought I just Bendel's. Spelled Harry Bendel's wrong.
All different versions of, like... my name truncated. So Lady Mendel's with Carol, and Carol is doing the new time-honored tradition on Bravo, waiting around.
Yeah, while a Chiron counts down the time.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I feel like this is the rest of... this is Carol's life after her last five good summers. Remember when she's like, I only have five good summers left, and now I'm stuck in a tea shop.
Yeah.
In an old lady chair, falling asleep, waiting for my friend who might have died coming here. What do I know?
Yeah. So we're like, who is she waiting for? And it turns out she's waiting for Luann, who is stuck in traffic. Well, you know, it's a lot of traffic. It's like a marathon over here.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Way to steal the marathon, Carol.
Driver, how long till we get there?
And she goes, you call him driver? I've never called my driver the driver. You can take the girl out of Countess, but you can't take the Countess out of the girl.
I don't really know what that means. But
it didn't really make sense. Yeah. I wasn't that offended or put off by her saying driver. I know it's like, I mean, I don't call like an Uber driver driver, but I think it's like acceptable if you're like, a driver, that's like what you're just, it's like saying waiter, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's rude, Ben.
Waiter.
God, Ben.
I know.
Rude.
Sorry. I mean, I don't even do that either, but I'm saying it's like, I don't think it's out of the, well, I guess you should know. So you're the waiter. If you were a waiter, if someone said, excuse me, waiter, would you be upset?
No, I'm like, you better call me Rondel if you want some respect for me. Of course. Yeah, who cares? I just love that Carol finds any reason to be offended and upset. And Luann comes in. She's like, oh, did I wake you, Carol? Because Carol's like sleeping on the chair. And she's like, well, I put on my Chinese dress for tea. I'm like, oh, my God. Now you don't even need to look for reasons to be offended. It just walked in.
I was like, who can I appropriate today? I was like, driver, take me to Chinatown first. I need to steal their culture a little bit.
Do you have a beetle I can date on the way there? Oh, driver.
Driver, hurry up. I'm about to meet with some dumb bitch over tea.
You match the wallpaper.
I'll take that, not as a compliment. So Carol's
at least I didn't sleep with the help, Carol.
I'd rather look like wallpaper than a wallflower. Hit it, boys. 1, 2, 3 margaritas. That's by the wallflowers.
So Carol's like,
when I met Luann, we had a much lighter relationship. Before I told everyone on national television, she tried to get a dress for free from Michelle Obama's designer. And then it all went downhill.
So she's decided she's going to try and make up with Luann, which is just never going to happen. Let's face it, guys. Never going to happen.
Face it. It's never going to happen. I mean, they never really had a great relationship because even Carol's first season, she was not digging Luann. Remember that scene where Luann walked into a room before Carol, and Carol's like, that's fine. I mean, I am a princess, though. Do you remember that? They, like, walked into a hotel or something, and Luann's like, I'll go first. I'm the Countess.
Yeah. Carol's, and then they showed a montage of reasons that Carol doesn't like Luann. She's like, well, you did sleep with the help. Oh, remember, anybody know where there's a daycare? Watch out. Carol might jump out of the car and steal some babies. Right, Carol? Am I right?
Careful I don't scalp your head. Oh, like, oh, that was just a general Luann, like, not great moment.
But it was fun to put it in the montage.
We just thought we'd put it in for the fun of it. So Carol's like,
so I was thinking, you know, we haven't hung out one-on-one in so many years.
And Luann's like, and for no apparent reason. Carol's like,
remember that montage we just saw?
Well, I don't remember it, because you know what I do? I'm the biggest forgiver forgetter there is. Hit it, boys! Forgive, forget, tomate, tomod, it's me, Luann, 4.3 million, Ghostbuster!
There's something strange in the forgetting hood. Who are you gonna call? The biggest forgiver.
I forgot. I'm forgiving myself for forgetting.
You know, I've already forgiven Zool for taking over the city.
But I'll never forget Sigourney for those shoulder pads. Am I right, boys? Hit it!
You know, what that old painting did to the Statue of Liberty was unacceptable, but I've forgiven him.
The Statue of Forgiven is what I call her. So she's like, I'm the biggest forgiver and forgetter. She goes,
oh, really? Then is that why you keep calling Adam names every time you see him?
And she's like, I do not. How dare you? I love Adam. What a wonderful guy. He was such a good cook. I remember back in the day when he was working for me, cooking well. And then some slut stole him on a broom.
She's like, I know it wasn't I know it wasn't my niece because she was dating him the proper way.
You called him Toy Boy.
Oh, no, big deal. I thought it was cute.
I mean, isn't that funny, Toy Boy, instead of Boy Toy? It's fun play on words. It's a bon mot. And I can say bon mot because I'm French-Canadian.
Listen, I don't take your relationship less sincerely than I do anybody else's relationship. By the way, did you hear that Ramona fucked her contractor, Mario? I mean...
Oh my goodness.
Oh, fun times. And Carol's like,
I think that you think that there's this checkbox that we're supposed to check, like, oh, you broke up with Tom and Carol didn't call me.
And she's, oh, Carol, when a woman gets divorced, you don't text.
She's like, listen, I don't take your relationship any less seriously than my relationship, and I didn't mean to demean you, but Oh, I guess that was Carol saying that. Sorry. I just did Carol's thing in Luann voice. Never mind. Yeah,
Carol's just like, it's not a test. You make it sound like there's a checkbox. And you got mad when I didn't call you after your divorce.
She's like, well, I didn't make the test, Carol. I copied him and passed him out to the class. What do you want from me?
Listen, Carol, the difference is you were just having a 3-year fling with a cook who once dated my niece, and I was married. It deserves to be consider it a little bit. It would have been courteous. Just send a text.
So then she's like,
well, you didn't text me about breaking up with Adam.
Which you didn't break up with Adam.
Yeah.
You said a million times you didn't break up with Adam. You're still kind of friends and dating and fucking. So what kind of text do you want?
Yeah.
And Luann goes, well, I think this is tit for tat. She goes,
it's the same thing as always, but I'm moving on.
And she's like, look, somewhere we got on this path. And we were on this path, and then we went on different paths. Now, let's get back on the same path, and we'll travel in the same direction with your toy boy driving. And I'll say, hello, young person driver that was stolen from my niece. You're forgiven. Just take us on the same path. And if there comes a fork in the road, kick Carol to the curb and take me to Bendel.
Listen, as we all know, I'm the greatest forgiver / forgetter in all of New York City. And, you know, I totally forgive and forget the fact that you did not text me after I got both married and divorced. I've forgotten that entirely, but I do want to remind you that you did not text me after I was divorced. It would have been the kind thing to do. I mean, just saying, just forgetting and saying.
Yeah,
saying during the forgetting process.
Don't forget that I said it. Don't forget that I forgave. Do you understand?
Like, oh, goddamn. Well, look, we cleared the air because it was very, very dark air.
And goes, well, consider the forecast clearing.
3, 2, 1. It's raining apologies. Hallelujah. Raining apologies. Hallelujah.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, they're young enough to be in a playpen. They're for you, Carol.
Oh, God damn it.
It's raining text message saying sorry about the divorce. It's raining text messages except from Carol.
So now we're over at Tinsley's house, and her cleaning lady's like, okay, I'm going to prop up these pillows, and we're all set, right? And Tinsley's like, oh, will Scott love me still? Sick, I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Why does Tinsley have one of those little old people scooters in her house? Did you notice that?
I didn't notice it, because I was too busy typing down, must remember to mention all the, like, Madeline harpsichord music that's playing during the scene. I was like, da-da-ding,
yeah, I was like, what is this, Amadeus?
It's the privileged life of Tinsley in the Tower.
That was some bizarre music. So there's a knock at the door, and it's Scott, and she's like,
and she just like runs away from the door and collapses on the floor into the fetal position before she finally hauls herself up onto her feet and gets into his arms and goes,
it's like if you mistook a baby for a teapot and you put it on. It's like, oh my God, Bueller just ran up to me.
Bueller was like, can I be Tinsley, dear Scott?
It's like, please don't die. Please don't die. I'm barely getting fed as it is.
Not now. Not now. So Tinsley's all excited that Scott's there. He's like, I had a meeting, so I came to town. So she's like, oh my God, I have to call Carol. Carol, Scott came today. She's like,
oh, well, I may have had something to do with it. You just got pumpkins.
Oh my God.
Look up the etymology of it if you don't believe me.
So she's like, can you believe this?
Well, I plotted a little bit. He said, I'm coming to town. And I said, okay, go to Tinsley's house. Crazy kids. Crazy kids.
And Carol's like,
I just hope that Tinsley's playing it cool.
And they draw a flashback to like a minute earlier of her and Scott's. I'm like, hi!
So funny. And then Tinsley's like,
3 weeks ago, Carol brought me flowers, and I kept them. And I said, I'm not going to get rid of these until me and Scott get back together. And now here you are. The flowers are dried out. Can I get rid of them now? Are we back together? And he's like, okay. He's like, good.
Like shoving them down in the trash can. And it just cuts to his face, and he's like, oh, my God.
Well, that's nice that you got flowers. I didn't even get a text. I didn't even get a text of a flower. Where are my bouquet of flowers?
Let it go, Luann.
I did. I have forgotten who I'm even talking about. These are just instinctual words coming out of my face, Carol.
So over at Bethany's house.
Oh, wait, by the way, like, I just want to say, when Tinsley's like, oh, my whole life is about rituals, you know, like when I leave a room, I have to look at the door a certain way, you know, that's what my life is about. I'm like, you got OCD.
Yeah, that's not cute. You're just scaring Scott more, okay?
She's like,
I always, when I leave, I always have to close the door 3 times and lock it 5 times and be like, 3 plus 5 is 8. Ooh.
It's like, ooh, Tinsley, you might want to look into that.
167 toothpicks, 167 toothpicks.
And then we just hear Bethany go, I'm gonna have a snack. Because we then go over to Bethany's.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a snack, which you can't have in Puerto Rico, because what a disaster. You know, like Puerto Rico, right? I have a couple things on my schedule more important than Ramona's party, okay? First, skinny jeans. Second, Puerto Rico. Third, skinny jeans in Puerto Rico.
Fourth, Mr. Belvedere on Netflix.
At people's head.
Mr. Belvedere.
Streets on the China.
I would just say, hey, Butler. Like, if Luann was on that show, it would just be called, Hey, Butler.
Yeah. You know who's a great comic genius? Bob Bucher. I'm just going to say it right now. Love him. So good.
So this is all coming full circle, because she's like, hey, assistant brand ambassador lady, how about gift cards? That's what they need in Puerto Rico. Let's get them some Best Buys.
Yeah. So the moment that Best Buy is rebuilt, they can use them. They can't use it right now, but they'll use it down the line. It'll be great.
Yeah. Who should I bring to Puerto Rico? I can't bring anyone high maintenance, so I can't take Carol or Tinsley, because, you know, it's all like makeup and jewelry, whatever, you know. Yeah. But like, Dorinda's asked about it, and she, you know, it's like, she's the only one who's asked how it affected me, you know. Like, Dorinda's like, how are you affected by Puerto Rico? How do you feel about Puerto Rico? How's Puerto Rico hurt you? Which, you know, is the important question.
Yeah, Sonia, I thought about bringing Sonia, but she just thinks Puerto Rico's just like the island version of Cipriani's. So I'm like, I can't do it.
I mean,
Like, Dorinda will appreciate it, you know? She'll walk around there, pick up debris, glue it to her dress, and call herself Lady Gaga.
She also said something about all the brains. I don't know what that means.
She's calling it a Puerto Rican scramble. I don't know what that means. I guess we're going to find out.
She said something about a smorgasbord. I was like, I don't get it. Like, why would there be a smorgasbord?
So then the perfect cut is to Ramona's party, because Ramona's like, oh my God, everything has to be perfect, okay? Like, this is small. I'm just excited to have a party. This is about a discount, okay? It's not about a charity. Not everything has to be about charity, okay?
I'm sorry, we're just going to shop. Shop and shop and shop. We're going to use all sorts of expendable money, disposable income, and we're going to buy things, and we're going to buy them, and we're going to enjoy them, and throw them out, and throw them into the sea. When they get in the sea, they're going to bob around in the waves, and whichever things survive the sea are going to wash up in Puerto Rico, and their lives will be improved. So I really am being charitable anyway, okay?
Yeah, be a hurricane, not a hurricane. Okay?
So Ramona, of course, in traditional, typical Ramona fashion, she's like, oh my God, this room is too small for 60 people. It's not a room, Ramona. It's the second floor of the entire department store. Yeah.
She's like, there's no decor here, okay? How am I supposed to have a party for my good friends with no decor? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this tree from another part of the store and just put it right in the middle of the room. There, that's better. I'm like, you already complained that it's too cramped, and you're just going to take a random tree and put it right in the middle of the room?
There's no decor in the store of Harry Bendel. Bendel. Come on.
Let's face it. I have great taste. Look where I put that tree. I just said, you know what? Feng Shui, more like Feng Shwon't, okay? Sort of.
So then this lady comes in again, the same friend from last week, and she's like, oh my God, hi, Miss Gray. You walk Gray to my apartment, my house, and this is Gray. So I'm going to call you Miss Gray, okay? And then Carol comes in. She's like, Carol, look at this purse. It matches the bathrobe you're wearing right now. Whatever that's supposed to be. What are you, the Pope who just got out of a shower?
I'm auditioning for Hamilton.
She looked like she was wearing some sort of Revolutionary War garb.
And she's like, Tinsley's not coming. Oh, is it because Sonya's coming? She's like, no, she's going to go see Scott in Chicago. Oh my God, my heart's going pitter-patter. I love Chicago, okay?
My heart's going pitter-patter. I don't know if it's because of the love or if it's because I had a beautiful latte from Avery's new latte machine that I bought at Vanderpump Rules.
Or if I'm just touched because I planted a new tree in Bedell's.
This decor is making my heart go pitter-patter, okay?
So then we cut to the car where Tinsley and Scott are on the way to the airport. Okay. And she's like, I have to call my mom! Jesus Christ, the guy's been here 5 minutes and you're calling your second person already.
Yeah, and also, it's like, all he did, he showed up. He surprised you, but like, does it really need to be blasted out and like to the entire like to everyone in your contacts?
The entire tri-state area.
Yeah.
So her mom answers Dale. She's like, oh, hello, Tinsley. She's like, Mom, I have to tell you something. Oh my God, Scott. She's like, well, I'm making some Christmas stockings, Tinsley, and maybe I'll make one for Scott. No. I'll put that dog on it that he loves so much. She's like, what dog? And she's like, well, I saw on his Instagram he has this dog he loved with that other girlfriend. He loves his dog. It's like, Mom, are you kidding me right now? The girlfriend has the dog, Mom.
Oh, my God, Mom. Mom, I just threw out our breakup flowers. You gotta say that, Mom. Let me tell you what happened, Mom. So there was like a knock at the door, and I thought it was like room service again, because I was just like, hey, room service, can you bring me a pillow? And they were like, okay, well, come and bring you a pillow. And I like thought, like, oh my God, it's room service, but it's Scott.
I was so nervous I drank a whole bottle of Nivea.
If you mess with my man, I'm going to be the one to do it.
Scott's just looking out the window like, ha, 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 ha.
Okay.
So back at the party, Missy comes in, and Ramona's like, oh my God. Missy, I'm going to call you Missy. I've been missing my Missy.
It's funny that your name is Missy because you're never missed. I never miss you. Your name should really be Heery because you're always here. Okay? Get it?
So Luann comes in while she's talking to Missy, and Luann's like, oh, well, hello, extras from Craigslist.
Oh, yes, is this the Love It or Leave It lady? Yes, I love it or list it. I enjoy your show. Thank you for loving it.
Yes, I love the opera too. Yes, I was asked to be in Madame Butterfly. Yes.
I agree about that sidewalk. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Girl's like, just a reminder, Missy was the girl that Tom was dating when Tom was dating Luann and then continued to flirt with even after his marriage.
Yeah.
Like, glad you got over all that stuff, Carol.
Exactly. So Luann sees Missy across the room and she's like, come on, really? Really?
Ramona should know better. Come on.
And Ramona's like, oh, is this where Carol? No.
This
Carol
is where,
talk to her, yeah.
Well, this is, I mean, it's all sort of like a mix, but basically Luann winds up talking to Missy and she's like, Missy's like, you look good. Did you darken your hair? And Luann's like, I did. Bye.
I did because it was summer and now it's fall. I guess it's time for fall, eh? And she's like, mm-hmm, yes. And the minute Luann walks away, Missy's smile just drops. So funny. Although she was probably trying to figure out what the fuck Luann is talking about. Oh, it's darker because it's fall now. You know how that goes. Everyone in the city just dyes their hair darker.
Well, I went through a dark period of my life. Maybe you're aware of it. I guess now I'm on my own. 3, 2, 1. Well, I guess we're gonna have to take control all on our own. That's Ghostbusters 2 for you.
On my own, pretending my hair was lighter in a time where things were lighter. And by that I mean spring.
Things used to be lighter. I was at higher altitudes. I was at the penthouse.
So Luann's like, oh, Ramona just has no respect for me, so who knows? It's a woman's shopping event. Maybe Tom will be here behind a curtain.
Did you notice... behind the curtain. Did you notice... by the way, Marion Beanstalk in the background.
Oh,
because at first I was like, where's Marion Beanstalk? Because, you know, Marion Beanstalk is the Liza Minnelli. I believe that's the Liza Minnelli friend. I think that's who we named Marion Beanstalk.
Yeah.
She's the Liza Minnelli friend.
Oh, it's your birthday, Ramona.
Yeah. She's always in the background. Well, she was there and she's wearing a little beret. And she was a beret and like a salt and pepper kind of scarf. And she was like in every shot. She's like, here I am, Marion Beanstalk, hanging out with my good friend Ramona at her Bendels event. Can't wait to tell the girls about this one.
I brought some flyers. Tell your friends. It's not about dancing. It's about moving.
By the way, I think I just scandalized Dom by belting out the Bobby Brown song so loudly in this apartment. He was just like, he just gave me this look like, what is happening?
Dom's like, there? I'm leaving. It's the final the final straw.
He's like, what is going on with your podcast today?
Yeah, he's like, you queued up Mary and Beanstalk and I'm out of here, okay? Done.
I am like... I can barely hear you, Ronnie. Not volume. I'm like, because I'm like in my own head right now. So I'm like, I'm in such a caffeinated haze. I'm like, I can't tell what's happening. What's happening? What's going
on? Well, I'll tell you what's happening. Ramona's like, oh, because Carol's like,
oh, so you invited Missy? Lol. That means LOL. Look up the etymology.
And Ramona's like, oh, what? I shouldn't invite her because of Luann? I mean, it's 60 people here, okay? There's a lot of people here. So Luann comes up. She's like,
well, hello, Ramona.
And Carol's like, is Sonia coming? Well, I invited her. Who knows what's going on with Sonia? Okay, Sarah, Sarah. That's what I always tell my twin. Whatever will Beanstalk. Am I right, Marion?
Marion. Well, yeah, you know. Yeah, have you heard about these new latte? Okay.
Yo, Marion. Yeah, we're on top of it already, Marion.
So they're wondering if Sonia's going to show up. And Ramona's like, well, I don't even know the truth of her husband because I didn't even know her when she was married. And then she told me things in confidence and I wanted to respect her, but not saying stuff that she told me in confidence. That means I have secrets. You know what confidence means, right?
I know. I Googled it. It's when you're dating somebody, but you have the confidence that they're not going to be out fucking tramps because they still want you back.
No, Carol, it means that when you're strong enough for a man, but pH balance for a woman. Because you're sure. You're confident and you're sure. Or is that secret? Oh, I don't know anymore.
There's different degrees of love, okay? Just make sure he's suave.
Carol,
I think you should know that you're not clean unless you're zestfully clean, okay?
So Luann's like, well, I think there's a disconnect there. And she's like, yeah, it makes me sad. I hope Sonya can take it and figure it out how to make it better with herself than everyone else, because it's really sad. And I don't like seeing Sonya like that. And Ramona makes those like innocent eyes and like shrugs her shoulders a lot at the camera, which means she's about to ruin somebody's life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, she mentions that she's got secrets, I think, 10 times in this show. She's like, guess what? I have secrets. I would tell you what I have, but the secrets. The secrets that Sonya told me a long time ago that I don't want to tell people.
I don't want to tell people. I never will tell anyone. I'm just going to tell people that I have your secrets. And I'm not going to tell people unless maybe I might tell this producer very quietly, okay? Because you never want to rely on a man to tell secrets for you later in life, okay?
Okay. So Sonya finally arrives, and she's on the first floor, and the lady's like, oh, it's up there. You have to take the stairs. And she goes, ah, I'm wearing heels.
Yeah. And so she arrives.
Unlike every other person there. Exactly. Everybody's wearing heels.
You're not walking
even
through
the men are wearing heels.
You're not walking through the jungle. You're in a place that actually is like made for heel walking. So she hugs Marion Beanstalk, and meanwhile, Luann's trying on something, and Carol's like, no, you need it to be bigger. You know, you have a big head. And she's like, really? Are we going there? Pumpkin? Really? Really? 3, 2, 1. That's my Smashing Pumpkins impersonation.
Dom just Carol's like, you notice how friendly we are? And Luann goes, yes, we had a come to tease us party. I'll be here all week. Literally, I will.
I mean, sorry.
Oh, no. Ramona's like, you guys, it's just men. They're the ones who make us crazy. And Carol goes, no, not for me.
The only thing that gets me crazy are people who are running too slowly in the marathon.
The only man that makes me crazy is Luann.
So then Missy introduces Luann to a guy named Richard. She's like, hey, Luann, I want you to meet this guy, Richard. He's really into you. I want to meet. And Luann's like, oh, hi, how are you? And Carol's like,
oh, I'm surprised that you two are getting along so well.
And Luann's like, well, I mean, I never had a problem with Missy, you know, except for all the flirting that slut did with Tom. Bye.
I didn't have a problem with Missy when she thought the mics were on. It was when the mics went off. The man was the problem. And Carol's like, you can dump the man, but keep the girl. And they're like, yes. Missy's like, oh, well, I hope you have fun with Richard. I know his parents. Sonya is feeling left out, but she's determined to look confident. So she's also talking to Craigslist extras. Yeah. And she's like, oh, yes, girls, I have dinner on the park. And it's an older crowd, sexier, you know. I don't know if I'm buying or selling. That's the problem.
Okay, I was just at Tavern on the Green. This guy came up to the window, was banging on the window, and then some sort of monster ate him. I'm like, what is going on in this city? Next thing I know, he's searching out Sigourney Weaver. I'm like, what? Anyway, I'm going to say less and mean more. I'm like, you sound like a commercial for Marshalls.
She's like, never boring, always say less. It's like, doesn't it feel good to pay less when you're getting more? That's
I'm
all
feeling
I'm asking,
good in
girls.
The neighborhood. I'm like, now you're just in Applebee's.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
You know what we need to do? We need to bloom an onion. That's what we need to do. So Luann's like, well,
your Cipriani is your family.
Mm. Luann leaves Sonya and Ramona alone. She's like, I'll let you two catch up. She walks away, and they just both look around the store.
Yeah, like,
and Ramona puts an entire fucking hand, like a hand-sized hors d'oeuvre in her mouth. Like, the woman eats like a damn dolphin.
Well, so does Sonya, because Dorinda shows up also as, like, Sonya, like, decides to get some sort of hors d'oeuvre, like, right in, like, the intense foreground of the shot, and she's just like stuffing a spanakopita in her mouth. Well, I guess it's like, you know, I guess Cipriani's changing up their menu a little bit, but it's nice. I like it.
Oh, Annabelle told me on her podcast that Ramona was eating a piece of salmon in front of her, and she cut the salmon in half and forked half the salmon and ate the whole thing. So I watched this and I was like, oh my god, she really does do that.
So yeah, so Luann leaves Ramona and Sonia alone together, and she goes off with Dorinda to pose with a nutcracker, because Dorinda's like, hey, look at you, it's a nutcracker. I wonder what's your, you have nuts, you have brains. What do you think is going on with him?
Did y'all eat the brains out of this fur you're wearing on your head?
And she's wearing like a full-on fur. Aren't the women here terrified of getting attacked by PETA? I mean, that's a real threat. I cannot believe I'm seeing so many furs in 2018.
They
it's
might
weird.
Be fake furs. They might be
that
fake
is not
furs.
A fake fur. I don't think that was a fake fur. On Dorinda, it didn't look like a fake fur.
I think even PETA knows they can't go up against someone like Ramona. You know, like they try to come for Ramona, Ramona will be like, listen, this is what you have to do with your protest, okay? You got to wait outside, and then when you're ready to protest, I'll call you in one at a time. I'm like, no, no, you kill animals. Fur is murder. Whoa, I'm sorry. This just isn't going to work. You have to hold on. Have you met my daughter, Avery? She's a really good girl. I said, Avery, you need to buy three different furs. You need to buy a mink, and then a fox, and then another mink. And you line them up. It's like, okay, never mind. We're just going to skip this protest.
Yeah, you try and protest Dorinda, she'll just eat your throat right out of your fucking head.
How about a wee your body?
You try to protest Luann, they come in and be like, fur is murder, fur is murder. She'll be like, would you believe it, girls? They know my music. They're here to celebrate my music. Well, welcome to Luann and Friends. Come, have a seat. Enjoy the show tunes.
Enjoy my Fedora station. So Ramona's like, so Ramona and Sonia are like, okay, I guess we're gonna have to fight because the cameramen are blocking us in. We're not gonna leave here. So they swallow their gigantic hand-sized hors d'oeuvres, and Ramona's like, oh, you have a spark right on your nose. It looks like a nose ring. I'll get it off you. She's like, well, if someone asked if Sonia got a nose ring, you would know the answer to that. She goes, I would say no. Okay.
So finally defend me. Finally defending me against the people who are saying, when Page Six says I have a nose ring, you're finally defending me. Why does it take so long to defend me about my nose ring, Ramona?
Well, I don't know all the answers to your life, okay? She goes, yes, you do. You know them all. Like, did Sonia cheat on her husband? I wasn't there. How would I know if you cheated on your husband? You know, it's like the French Revolution. What do I know? Was it really a revolution? Were they really even French? What do I know? Somebody wrote it in a book one time and that makes it true?
Why do they call it a French Revolution anyway? They're just going in circles? Isn't that what a revolution means? Circles and circles and circles. Why do the French do that? That's what I don't get. That's why I don't eat French things. Croissants? What's that? Why don't they just call it crescent? We're in America now. Speak American.
Take a crescent. Sonia's like, I had a beautiful marriage. And the last thing I would ever do is jeopardize that. So that's why rumors are called rumors. It's like, what? No one on this show is making any sense.
Yeah.
And so, I love it. So Ramona, I love not knowing what the fuck either one of them are talking.
Yeah, I had a hard time sort of like figuring out what was going on in the scene, and yet I was enjoying it massively. Because then Ramona just starts being like, you're an absentee friend, okay? You're not a good friend. You're not around, okay? She's like, how many times do I have to say it? I was in France. No, you're absentee. I'm closer to Carol now. I'm closer to Luann. I'm closer to Dorinda. I'm closer to that nutcracker over there. I named him Mario.
Dorinda's like munching out the nutcracker's head, and so everyone's just staring at them because now they're yelling at each other. And Ramona's like, "You gotta calm down." Sonia's like, "You're not hearing me." She's like, "All you gotta do is say I'm sorry." And then Sonia's like, "No, that's a Band-Aid. I don't want to put on a Band-Aid." And then they just put their hands like mustache
around
hands
their mouths. Yeah. And they both start going, you don't hear me. And they put their hands, like they make little megaphones with their hands. And then they put their, they attach their megaphones to each other. So they're having like a weird French kiss of saying, you don't hear me. You don't hear me.
Oh my God, these two. And then it cuts to commercial. And then they come back and they're still doing it.
Yeah. And Luann's just talking to the new Richard. And she's like, so, new Richard, what do you think about Rosemary Clooney, right? Grand Dame of Cabaret, 3, 2, 1. Rosemary Clooney.
Hey, you young man, are you flirting with my friend? You're confident, look at that, huh? Your name is Richard? I hate Richard, I love my name Richard. Where are you going? He's like, nah, help me.
He just runs away.
Luann's like, that's the poorest ring woman ever.
Yeah. So then Ramona, this is, again, another one of those examples of why New York is so good and how it's so different from the other franchises, because Ramona basically goes, Sonia, I'm worried for you. I'm worried that you're isolating everyone. And in another franchise, especially Beverly Hills, the music would be like, dun 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 dun. Like, I'm like, when you hear the words, I'm worried for you, I'm concerned for you, it would get dramatic. But here, the bass line just goes dun 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 dun
dun. Yeah, it's like
you're
they're
on
fun.
An island. Dun 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 dun.
You bet I am. It's called Ibiza. You're leaving me. I don't want you leaving me to go to the island. Sonia's like, you're leaving me. She's like, Sonia's like, don't be a school marm. It's like a dam break when she said my divorce. Don't you understand? She said my divorce. And she goes, yeah, and remember what I said? I said, say you're sorry, Sonia. She's like, that's the problem. You're telling me to apologize. She goes, I can't do this.
Yeah, because Sonia starts saying, Sonia wants acknowledgement. She didn't want Ramona to say you're sorry. She wants Ramona to say, well, listen, you guys are both hurting. And since Ramona wouldn't do that, and Sonia's like, well, you know, it's not fair because Dorinda brings up Richard every hour on the hour. And that's when Ramona's like, oh, you know what? I can't do this. I can't do this. I swear. You know what? She's out to lunch. And it's at Cipriani's. Okay? I'm sorry.
Yes, and then again, she's like, well, I'm just trying to help Sonia because I know so many secrets that she's told me in confidence. I just hope she can get it together.
So Ramona goes over to Luann and Dorinda. And Dorinda at this point has a giant, like, lipstick kiss on her cheek. And you know Luann's not going to tell her about it. Luann's like, well, after the lipstick cheek that my sweater had to suffer from her, she is going to sit there at Bendel's with this kiss on her cheek and not know.
Revenge, Brion.
Yeah. So
I love Dorinda here. She goes, you know what? I have to defend Ramona on this one, because last time we were two numbers away from 911. It's like, so you were on 9? Like, what is that?
You're almost there. We're almost there. Sonia's now left alone, so she finds these two random, like, young women that she starts talking to. They're probably, like, there from, like, Jezebel or something to cover the event. She doesn't know who they are. She just starts venting to them. She's like, well, you know, like, they're just going, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I can't talk about my divorce. That was like a death, too. It's like, all of a sudden, I just want a friend. I want a friend who's just going to support me. I mean, I can't apologize. I have to work through my issues. And they're like, oh, my God, I cannot wait to put this on Facebook.
I know. They're just like, uh-huh, like turning on their iPhone recorders. The only one not listening is Ramona. I just want to leave here with my jewelry on. I'm not leaving here without my jewelry, girls. I'm not going to put any of this in my pockets. Don't worry. I'm not leaving with the fake stuff. Just the real stuff.
I hope I don't get confused between my jewelry and the store's jewelry. That would be just a total honest mistake right now. Bye, girls.
It's like...
Oh, my goodness. That means the steak is done. So so then Dorinda and Luann are, like, now talking about Richard and how he arrived with Missy. And Dorinda's like, so you're not mad at all? You're not mad at all? See, this is it. See, I'm Italian. You know, she's like, what are you? What, you don't have any Italian? She's like, I'm French-Canadian. I'm not. I was a host in Italy on a game show. Does that count? No.
I'm part French, part Canadian, and part casino. Part casino morongo.
So
depends Dorinda, on the situation.
So Dorinda's like, okay, that's the difference between you and me. I'm a vengeful bitch. And you know, Luann's like, I'm not vengeful at all. Kiss mark on the cheek. I'll let that just sit there.
Enjoy walking home with a big red hole on your face, zombie lady. And that brings us to the end of The Real Housewives of New York City.
So fun. So tomorrow we're going to be back to talk some Southern Charm. Oh, I got to watch Southern Charms in New Orleans. I haven't watched that yet. So we're going to talk Southern Charm and Southern Charm New Orleans. And go buy tickets to our live shows. We have some good ones coming up. And then keep an eye out for the new merchandise that we're going to be putting out, because it's going to be awesome and also limited.
Yes, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.